sodas and drinks, buttermilk, eggs, hot pockets.
Freedom tastes sweet for Richard Reeser. For the first time in 28 years, he fills his cupboards and fridge with food of his own.
Pork and beans, greens, refried beans, peanut butter.
Although Walmart food isn't that different than prison food, he says now it's his food. The guards used to be able to take his belongings. Now he's free to spend his time the way he wants. But he spends most of his days in a single room by himself watching TV.
That's for my thyroid.
He's 71 years old.
A cholesterol pill. I take a bedtime.
He's had two heart surgeries and takes six pills a day.
Aspirin a day. Keep the doctor away.
He straps an oxygen tank to his back to help his breathing and takes tiny steps to his bus stop a block away. He stares out of the window at buildings he doesn't recognize.
And like Walmart out west, they were just being built when I went to prison.
That was back in 1989. That's the last time Reeser was free. In those days, Reeser would pick up his two teenagers at his ex-wife's house in Topeka. One afternoon, he took them out for hamburgers and dropped them back at their mom's house afterward. But instead of heading back to Wichita, he went out drinking. And sometimes when he drank, he'd take speed, too.
I was a hard worker and everything going. But sometimes you just fall in the wrong kind of tracks, following somebody else, you know, and go down the wrong road for a little bit.
He met someone at the bar who told him that he was looking for some methamphetamine.
Well, can you get some? I said, I don't know, I check. You know, the guy said, well, I'll give you $300 if you can do something.
Reeser knew it was risky because he had done it 12 years before. He was caught and sent to prison for 3 years. But this time, that $300 sounded too good.
Well, I almost talked myself out of it, but I needed some money. When I get that $300, I could go pay a bill or something, you know.
The police started following him, so Reeser pulled over, got out of the car, and started walking away through a field. The man who wanted the drugs turned out to be a police informant.
And they caught me walking down the field. He came across the field with a car and said, hey, stop or I'll shoot. And so I stopped.
Reeser wanted to plead to a 5 or 10 year sentence, but 1989 was in the middle of Reagan's war on drugs. Congress had just toughened the minimum penalties for drug crimes.
I did wrong. And like I said, in the courts there, I said, well, I know I did wrong. And the prosecutor said, we're giving you 40 years.
When Richard Reeser started serving his 40-year sentence, the U.S. held fewer than 800,000 prisoners. Today, that number is closer to 2.2 million. Congressmen from both parties proposed legislation to help reduce the prison population, but the legislation languished. Reeser had served 28 of his 40-year sentence when he was told that a visitor had come to see him. But it wasn't a visitor. It was the warden.
He introduced himself. Well, said, Mr. Reeser, got good news. Mr. Obama just gave you clemency. I said, wow. Yeah, it was breathtaking. So I got back over there and said, what do you want? I just got my clemency. Everybody said, all right. So, yeah, they're all happy.
Reeser says he's happy now to be free, but almost everyone he once knew is gone. His parents died while he was in prison, so did his two brothers, and a few years ago, his son died from diabetes complications.
They found him in his house alone, like he died on the 9th. They found him on the 23rd. It's heartbreaking, you know. And like I said, if I could have been out, he'd be still alive today, you know.
Reeser is still angry at the police informant who he believes entrapped him, but he tries to keep the past behind him.
I don't want to put it there in my head. You put it that way, you'd be like when these guys go in the store shooting the boss for firing him or something, you know? And then I ain't going that route.
So he wakes up early and goes to bed early out of habit, and he drapes a thin gray blanket over himself while he sleeps on his couch at night. He's saving for a bed, but the couch is more comfy than anything Reeser slept on in prison.
And like I said, thanks for Mr. Obama, you know, for releasing all these people that really needed chances.
For the Wichita Eagle and KMUW News, I'm Oliver Morrison.